Hey, Samuel.
Hi there.
Hey. Just wait a little bit. Hey, everyone. Hey. We'll start in a few minutes. Hey, Purple Blob. Danny. Okay, more people. Great. Okay. Now we can start. Hey, everyone. My name is Veronica. I'm a community manager at Cloudflare. And today we also have a new community manager here. His name is Tame. He's our new community manager and also one of the engineers on the developer productivity team is here with us. If you're new, in this call you can basically ask questions about our developer productivity products like Wrangler, Workerd, Miniflare, etc. So yeah, you can start asking questions now, and Samuel will kindly answer them. I sent your questions in the chat. Okay, I see many people are typing. And our bot is recording this. Okay, so after the call, I'll share the recording with you in the Wrangler channel.
Seeing many people typing, so I'll wait for
Yeah.
that. I'm afraid I'm not entirely sure how to interpret these as questions. I might need a bit more guidance there.
Yeah, seems like the messages are pretty long. Oh, BB. My cat. Yeah.
That's a very cute cat.
Yeah, it's the most beautiful cat on Earth. Emojilish. Yeah,
I'm
no.
afraid not, no.
Okay,
Aha,
so
right. So many questions. Cool. So let's go through these one by one. So ESBuild. ESBuild is, yeah, something we've been thinking about a lot recently. You might have noticed that there's a draft PR up to bump ESBuild in Wrangler to 0.24. From the current 0.17 that we're pinned on, which enables a bunch of things, like using syntax, neurodecorator syntax, and just kind of, yeah, neuro TypeScript features. We're currently thinking about landing this as a minor. We're not entirely sure yet. We're still kind of thinking it through. But if you go look at that issue and kind of read through the comments and then maybe try out the pre-release, and give us any feedback, that'd be super helpful. We've gone through ESBuild changelog, and for most realistic projects, we're pretty certain this won't cause any breakage. And we're hesitant to tie ourselves too directly to ESBuild's release schedule. But if you have concerns about that, then just leave them the issue, and we can definitely think about it. This isn't something we've fully decided yet. We're still thinking it through. So definitely a chance to get in on the ground floor. I hope that roughly answers it. Second question is about unstable API docs. We do actually have docs for the unstable APIs. I will send you a link. Let me just quickly find it.
Yeah, I'm surprised too, actually.
That is the link to the docs for the unstable APIs. It has unstable dev and get platform proxy documented there. Admittedly, like to clarify though, these are definitely unstable APIs. Unstable dev is likely to change in incompatible ways at various points. It's currently relatively stable, but as we move forward into kind of the next stage of the Wrangler API journey, that might change. Cloudflare email locally and in Vtest. That is a great point. Do you have a link to that GitHub issue? That would be super helpful. We don't currently have any plans to support email locally in the sense of like sending an email to your local worker, but we should definitely support it in Vtest. That I think we could treat as a bug. That's a fair point. So our dev worker and the rest are missing from that page. But unstable dev is there. And yeah, that's a good call out. We'll try and get start dev worker added. Cool. Going through these issues. Can you share how to best generate types for service RPCs? Wrangler shouldn't just generate fetcher as the type of the service. What I'd expect to happen there is, yeah, Wrangler should generate a better type there. Do you have an example of the type of thing you're seeing when you run Wrangler types? Ah, I see, right, for cross-worker bindings across multiple repos. Yeah, so for same worker, we should have the correct thing. Well, we'll infer from the actual type of your exported entry point. And you can do exactly the same thing with cross-worker things. You can use type of, and then import the file to kind of get the dynamic type at runtime. So let me just put something in the chat, so something like type of... So something like that should work. There's not currently a way to have Wrangler do that automatically because we don't really have any kind of reading across multiple projects. But if you've been following PRs in the repo, you might have seen some interesting stuff coming in that regard with multi-worker config. So we might have a solution for that relatively soon, but no promises. But for now, you can absolutely do this manually. Any ETA on Python external lib support? I'm actually not sure. That would mostly be the Python workers team. It's definitely on the roadmap. It's definitely being worked on. But I don't know what the kind of timeline on it is. I would just keep your eyes peeled. I imagine we will announce it very, very loudly once we have it. So it will be hard to miss. Stable JSON config. Probably sooner than the last time that was asked, to be honest. I'm really hopeful we can have that this quarter. That's not set in stone, obviously, but I'm very hopeful that it's very soon. Yeah, so any other questions people have about Wrangler, Miniflare, Workerd? Probably not Workerd, but Wrangler Miniflare, or any kind of associated things. Just stick them in the chat. I can't promise I'll answer everything, but I'll definitely try and answer everything. TypeGen for Node.js compat. So this is an interesting one. This was something we were initially planning to do, to add TypeGen for Node.js compat. But we ran into a bunch of issues with ecosystem compatibility, and in particular, Next.js will use / comment references for types node. So types node are basically always loaded into your project, which is super inconvenient because if we type gen node types, then they're going to conflict with types node. And so we've actually ended up going down a slightly different path here. And if you've been following PRs to the Workerd repo, you might have noticed Andy, who has just landed a change to how we generate response request and fetch types. So our goal here is that you can load workers types and types node in the same typing environment, and that should just work with no kind of conflicts or issues. We haven't fully tested this out yet, and we haven't fully kind of set in stone the way we want this to work. But once we have, we'll likely have a way in C3 to set this up for you in Create Cloudflare. So you'll run npm create Cloudflare, then you'll select a Node.js template, and you'll have all the types set up as expected. Yeah, so it's slightly suboptimal in that it gives too many node types, but unfortunately, unlike other typing environments like DOM types, it's pretty much impossible in a Node.js project to guarantee that you don't have types node loaded, because so many ecosystem libraries will just load it in a way that's impossible to get around, which is kind of annoying. And so this is, I think, a better way forward to make sure that most projects will work. It will obviously mean that you can import from any node module in the typing system, and that's not necessarily going to work at runtime. But I think that's a slightly better trade-off than builds failing. Yep. What else? Is support for Proxy and Wrangler really still going to be dropped? Is this for Pages dev? So Pages dev, we are probably going to be dropping support for Proxy in Wrangler at some point. We've already deprecated it. The reason we're potentially dropping support there is that it doesn't usually do what you want it to do. To replicate the behavior, you can usually run a long-running command in a separate terminal instance. But long-term, the best way for this is to integrate properly with frameworks. And so you'll be seeing that with the Vite environment API coming out in Vite 6. And we're hoping that more frameworks will jump on board that and make it much easier to just basically run Vite dev, and that will run your worker code and your bindings in a WorkerD instance locally. So you won't have to kind of interact with Wrangler Pages dev. You won't have to kind of have the crazy pipeline that you have today. A lot of frameworks are on board with this. I think Remix and SvelteKit off the top of my head. But yeah, I guess we'll see how that goes. But hopefully, in 6 months to, well, 6 months, I guess. But not sure exactly on the timeline. Hopefully, at some point, you'll be able to kind of just spin up a framework project, run Vite dev, and everything will just work. So there'll be an adapter for Vite 6. But this is all very early stages, so that's not necessarily usable yet, but definitely in the works. Right, just going through these, see if I miss anything. We don't have a patch at every depth that loads it. Yeah, if every user could patch all of their dependencies to remove types node, that would definitely be a good situation. But I think that's a bit too much burden to place on our users. So we're trying to solve for the kind of, I guess, 95% case rather than the 5% case if you can actually control your dependencies like that. Yeah, so to be clear with the proxy, we've deprecated it, but we're not going to remove it until we do a V4 of Wrangler. And we'll definitely kind of give plenty of notice and talk loudly about that and very clearly document the forward paths from using the proxy to whatever we suggest next. Will the Vite integration change happen for non-frameworks like straight Vite, React, Svelte, etc.? Potentially. I'm interested to hear what you mean there. Vite, React, and Svelte are mostly front-end projects, so don't really need a whole lot of integration with WorkerD or the runtime semantics. I mean, I've always pronounced it Vite. If it's pronounced Vite, then I've been pronouncing it wrong for quite some time. So someone please correct me.
Great, more questions?
Web crypto stable. As far as I know, web crypto is stable. Are there specific issues you're running into? Oh, hardly working. I see what you mean. Yeah, so if you have a pages project where the front end is written in React. Yeah, I see how that could be complex. I mean, long term, we definitely want to suggest assets as the kind of way forward. That's probably going to give you a better experience. And when we figure out the V integration story, we'll definitely make sure the assets is included. With pages functions, I'm not specifically sure what we'll do there. Obviously, like, we're not going to be removing support for functions anytime soon. But I'm not certain if that will necessarily fit within the new Vite world. Hopefully it will, but I guess we'll have to... This is still very, very early stages, so we'll have to kind of wait and see to some extent. Would assets support HMR? I think I see what you mean, but I'm not actually sure.
Hope it's okay to come up here to explain. Is that okay or no?
Yeah. Fine.
So it's like, if you make a change on your front end, then for it to be visible, like if the front end requires something running in functions or in an asset worker, then you have to rebuild the Vite project, because the, like, just straight React or something, it doesn't support any kind of API routes, so you would still need to rebuild the entire thing for it to be visible, even if the assets itself reloads once you put new files in the output directory.
Right. Yeah, I see what you mean. I think probably that I'm not sure we've actually thought about that as a problem yet. But I suspect what we'll end up doing is just building support in, either making a separate plugin or building support into the Vite Cloudflare environment for functions and that type of API. Okay. So that you can just use all of the HMR stuff you're used to with Vite for your front-end React and that type of thing.
I'm good. Thanks.
Is it recommended to use DOs via workers, assets, or pages these days? We definitely recommend assets, I think, at this stage. Assets is still beta. It's not GA yet, but it's... definitely going to give you a better experience with DOs. You'll be able to define DOs in the project that you're using it with, rather than having to define it in a separate project and bind to that, which is going to be much nicer in general. Any expected release date for creating CF Worker from GitHub project? I don't know if we have a release date. We're definitely working on it. I'm sure we're working on it, but I'm not certain what the release date is for that type of thing. Is pages deprecated in the long term in favor of assets? So assets is still beta, so that's definitely kind of a future thing. Both pages and assets are fully supported, and you'll be completely safe to build your project in either of those. Assets gives you a lot more in the sense that you can define DOs in the project. You can have things like cron triggers. But both pages and assets are fully supported. Can I use the API to query D1 databases without using workers? I'm pretty sure you can. I'm pretty sure there's an API for that. But I'm not entirely certain what it would be. I suspect if you go to the API docs, which are developers.cloudflare.com/API, you should be able to find that. Would it be possible for local dev to reflect production memory limits? I've seen several instances. Yeah, that's an interesting idea. So one thing we've been exploring is some way to monitor the memory of your local worker. But I think we ran into some issues with V8, and that kind of got shelved for a bit. One thing that should be coming out relatively soon is support for the performance API in Chrome DevTools when you're opening it locally against your Wrangler instance, which should help a lot with this. So you can do things like take a memory snapshot and try and debug that way. Hardly work it. With all the work being done to improve Node compat, is there also some work being done to nudge the ecosystem as a whole towards winter standards? Yeah, so WinterCG is the kind of common set of standards. But actually, one of the problems with WinterCG as it is right now is that it's pretty limited in terms of what's actually defined as the common subset of standards. And so often you'll see things advertising themselves as WinterCG compatible when that doesn't necessarily mean a whole lot. I think definitely the long term, it would be good to see the ecosystem move in that direction. And I think we are working with frameworks to kind of push people in that direction. Node Compat is definitely getting better, but I think long term we would like for people to not have to use these kind of old node specific APIs, especially for things that are actually in standards. So things like fetch that are well specced in the standards. I think we'd like to see people use fetch rather than use, you know, Node HTTP, that type of thing. Long term, I would anticipate that. Yep. Pages already feels like it's on life support from James. Long term, assets is probably going to be where we push people. We've been trying to converge pages and workers for quite some time. But we're not going to be kind of leaving you out to dry, as it were, if you're using pages. Pages is fully supported and will be kind of going forward. What is the memory limit in prod? That is a great question. It is on the platform limits page of our docs. I'll send a link. Leave Walsh's projects, they don't need to be supported. I'm not sure Pages is just the Walsh project at this stage. A lot of people have worked on it, a lot of people have poured a lot of work into it. We're definitely going to continue supporting it. I'm afraid I don't think we have an ETA on supporting TCP socket connections.
And that's not a question for about Wrangler, right? So, does anyone have more questions? You can ask questions about Wrangler, Miniflare, and Samuel, you said not WorkerD anymore.
I mean, you can try asking questions about WorkerD, but it's unlikely I'll know the answer.
Okay, great. Okay, now I understand. Yeah. Then, well, let's avoid WorkerD. I see many people typing.
We don't have a timeline for V4 right now. So Node Compat is deprecated. What we're thinking about doing is shifting it to be dynamically loaded at runtime if you need to use that old deprecated Node Compat system. So there'd be no runtime impact for users, but you wouldn't get the warnings when you're installing Wrangler from those old outdated dependencies. Long term, definitely recommend everyone moves towards the Node.js Compat system rather than the Node Compat system. I realize how similar those two names are is somewhat confusing. When you say fully supported view pages, do you anticipate pages getting support for new bindings in Wrangler as well as prod? Python workers. That's a good question. I'm not certain from a product perspective what we'll be doing with things like Python workers. I can't see that being supported in Pages anytime soon, but I don't really have a whole lot of insight there. If there are specific bindings that Pages doesn't support that Workers does, it would be useful to kind of let us know, open an issue in Wrangler, and we can definitely look into supporting that. As far as I know, I think most are supported. Any recommendations for using the Node.js Compat v2 polyfill system when using custom builds? I see what you mean, right? So when you're just using a node bundle Wrangler setup. Yeah, absolutely. So you can use unenv and the Cloudflare preset directly to build your project, and then just use the Node.js Compat flag to fill in the runtime bits. And yeah, as Guy says, we're working on doing it for a new worker, but that's not released yet, and we don't really have an ETA on it yet. As far as I know, I see Walshy typing. Walshy might have more up-to-date information than me.
Danny's typing. It is mostly, I guess.
Yeah, mostly compatible. So there is a blog post that we released last week, I think. It might be in the Builder Day blog post. Which talked a lot about Next.js Compat. Let me just find a link to that.
Yeah, that's why I said mostly. So, yeah, mostly.
Yeah, so have a look at this section of the blog post, and that should kind of give you a good guide to what things will work, what things won't. But in general, just try your Vercel project, not your Vercel project, try your Next.js projects deployed to Pages or Workers, and they should mostly work.
Yeah, and if it doesn't work, you can ask for help in the next on Pages channel here on Discord.
Yeah, I wonder if we need a different Next channel as well, like an Open Next one. There might be an Open Next Discord. I'm not actually sure.
Okay.
Yeah, so the Open Next Discord is here. So feel free to ask questions there. Apparently that's not a valid invite. Okay, excellent. Right, we should definitely get that fixed.
Okay, so, oh, great. Thank you, Walshy. Questions? Any more questions? This is your last chance.
Questions, suggestions, complaints, that works too.
Yeah, and as well, like always. But James is still here, yeah. I thought you were traveling, James. Okay, later tonight, okay.
Yeah, go for it. If you have complaints, just, yeah. Fire away.
Why? What happened, Crazy Kasu? What do you need help with?
Sorry, I must have missed your question. Would you mind reposting it? Ah, okay, yeah. So this call is primarily about Wrangler, Miniflare, and that type of thing. If you have a different question, then there should be a relevant channel that'll give you the right answer. I'm not quite sure what you mean, Friday. You should be able to attach a route to a worker, both from Wrangler and from the dashboard. Does that kind of cover what you mean? So like put HTTPS example.com triggering your worker, that type of thing. What are the plans for local mode support for the rest of the bindings that still don't have it? That's a great question. We're definitely working on it. It's in the works. Most bindings do have local mode support, and the ones that don't are ones where it's pretty tricky to have. So the ones that don't are ones where it's pretty tricky to have local mode support at all. And so we're kind of exploring a model similar to the AI binding, a kind of mixed mode type thing. Things like browser bindings are that type of use case where to actually have full local support, we need to, you know, download and run Chromium, which would be a bit of a nightmare. So we're definitely looking at it. James has a very helpful spreadsheet that goes through all of the different bindings and where they're supported, and we're definitely taking that as a kind of hit list of things to work on. Long term, we definitely don't want you to be in a situation where you have to choose remote or local based on which bindings are supported. So we're not just kind of dropping it and leaving it in the dust, as it were. That's a good question, James. Things like CPU limits, and I think someone else mentioned memory limits earlier, are quite difficult to enforce locally. Probably your best bet there is to actually run within a Docker container and enforce those limits on the Docker container. That won't fully simulate it, but it'll be close enough. Sub requests, though, are probably easier. So yeah, we could definitely think about that. One thing that's worth noting, though, is that a lot of people will run different behavior in the worker locally and when they deploy. So they might have more sub requests locally than they would when they deploy. And it's kind of tricky to simulate that type of thing. But it could definitely be an opt-in thing that we turn on. I have to say, not knowing Discord all that well, I'm hopeful this chat is saved after this call so we can go through this. Excellent.
Cool. I think we can wrap up if there are no more questions. Is this an AI? What do you mean?
Like, I don't think Walshy is an AI, no.
Maybe, I don't know. when I joined the server, I thought he was a bot, so maybe.
No, Walshy is just a very, very, very helpful employee.
Yeah, he's like a bot. Totally.
For airing complaints, queues not working in dev remote will be in GA is disappointing. Yeah, that's a completely fair point. Queue specifically has a lot of complexity in dev remote because it is a new, it's a trigger as well as a binding. And so we're thinking through what that means for dev remote. Right now, we only really have HTTP triggers in dev remote. Cron triggers are kind of somewhat simulated. But we're thinking through what it means to have triggers at all, and that includes, you know, email triggers, cron triggers, HTTP triggers, and queue triggers. in DevRemote and what that would look like from a UX perspective, and then how that integrates with other deployed workers in your account. So yeah, we're definitely thinking about it, and it's not kind of being dropped. We are working on that type of thing.
Yeah, well, she means
that. Oh, sorry, Karen.
No, don't worry. I was just saying, well, she's everything.
It seems like we've come to the end of the kind of questions, unless anyone has any last minute ones they want to sneak in, slash any last minute complaints they want to sneak in.
I think we can wrap up now. Okay, so. Thanks, everyone. Thank you, Samuel. You're super helpful. And yeah, thanks, everyone, for joining. And see you next month. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.